Thank you, Boyd and Lily, and thank you, Keontae and Isaiah over there. Thank you. So we have something special planned for today. We took three adults and three of our young people here, and we put them into pairs. And then we invited them to have a conversation, because our theme today is really about seeing one another, truly seeing one another, and seeing what is inside one another. And so we asked each pair to interview one to the other and ask them what they like to wear, how they like to dress up on Halloween, or who they like to pretend to be, and why. How does it make them feel? And then we asked them to ask each other, is it possible for you to feel that way without dressing up or without wearing your costume? And so we have three pairs who are coming up. We have Ella Mall and Max McCullough. And then we have Zoe Noriega and Karen Singley. And then finally, we have Barry Garbin and Ruth Fleet. So they're just going to come up two at a time and share their experience with you. So please welcome them.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So when Max and I started our conversation, I followed the instructions and I asked him, do you like to dress up for Halloween? Or do you like to pretend you're somebody, someone else? So Max answered, yes, I used to like dressing up for Halloween. However, now that I'm in high school, I'm looking for a job and I can buy my own candy. So, I then asked him, if you could wear any costume that you wanted, what would it be? And so Max said, he didn't think long, he said, I would be Superman. And I said, so why would you be Superman? And he said, because Superman would make me feel strong and powerful. So then I ask, could you feel that way without the costume? And he said, yes, I can. And I do feel strong and powerful.
When it was my turn to ask Miss Ella the questions, I asked her, do you like to dress up for Halloween? And she said she likes to and pretend she's someone else. And then I said, why? And she said, because she has fun doing things like that. And then I said, well, if you could dress up as someone, who would it be? And she would dress up as Wonder Woman because it would make her feel as well powerful, strong, and then the beautiful woman Wonder Woman is. And I said, well, couldn't you just feel that without the costume? And she said, I guess so, but then I finished it for her, and I said, if you just think and dig deep down and realize, despite her physical appearance and her disabilities in her knees or whatever, you can't be the same physical education teacher you were back in the day, and just on the inside, you're growing to be a more beautiful and wonderful woman.
So then we started talking about our commonalities, and they were quite amazing because we discovered that we live in the same neighborhood. We live in Green Run in Virginia Beach. I live on one of the G streets, Gladiola Crescent, and Max lives on one of the P streets, Poppy Crescent. Max attends Green Run High School, and he has two sisters that graduated from Green Run High School. My husband taught at Green Run High School for about 16 or 17 years and just retired in 2011 from Green Run High School. That's one of our commonalities.
And while I attend Green Run High School as a junior, I'm taking this class, the APUS class, and we're learning about we're learning about like slavery or segregation or just like differences between blacks and whites. And her growing up in school, her first year in junior high, which is middle school, was the first year that black and whites were allowed to go to school together. So I thought that was interesting. And then, and like, cause I'm learning what she's learned, like I'm learning what she lived, and then she's also learning now what I'm living through in unity. And I want to thank Miss B and Paula for that, and also going into like, well, I played sports too, and I'm still playing sports. And then she played sports growing up as well, and she was the captain of most of her teams or color guard, and her teammates, the God in them saw the God in her.
So what brings that all full circle for us is that we both are members of Unity. And Max has been here 16 or 17, and I just joined Unity this past spring. And it has been truly awesome, even though I've been coming to the church a few years, but what the other thing about Max that I think is just so awesome, and you guys can see it, I'm sure you're feeling it. So the light in Max shines as confidence and understanding, and all of that is what I am physically, emotionally, and mentally experiencing as being a part of the Unity family. So thank you so much, Ms. B, Reverend Paula.
So happy to be here with y'all. So this is Zoe. Zoe is 6 years old, and she loves to dress up for Halloween, for sure. I asked her that, and she loves to pretend that she's other people. And one of her favorite characters is a superhero, and she's called Harley Quinn. And I think there's a little mischievous side to Harley because she likes to smash things. And I told Zoe that I think she's kind of smashing the sense into people. So, and the other thing that Zoe likes to do, or wants, how she uses this in her real life, she's very powerful at school. She fills people's buckets with compliments. Remember the book, How Full Is Your Bucket? So she definitely does that. So I think that's very powerful. And she does Aikido, and you have to say Aikido, because she already corrected me on that. And some of the things she does when she does Aikido is they have the kids slap the mat and scream. And I think that just kind of is sending out the power. And they have them hold a sword, and so they're holding this sword in this, like, guard position. So I feel like she's very powerful. And she'll tell you about me, but I don't think there are any mistakes when I got signed up to do this with Zoe, because I think I need to use my power more, and I think that's what the lesson in this was for me, was to show how powerful I am. So, and here's Zoe.
This is Miss Karen. She is a gypsy. They travel around the world. They feel free to say what they want to say, do what they want to do. And go where they want to go. Thing that she likes about gypsies is that they are free to do what they want, even if someone doesn't like what they're doing.
So, Zoe, thank you for sharing that about me. I appreciate that, because I know you're a little powerhouse. Can I have a hug?
So on Friday night, me and Mr. Barry started talking, and we learned a lot about each other because I learned that he teaches at Kempsville High School, and he learned that I'm about to go to Kempsville High School next year. And we also learned that we both liked, we both wanted to do, or we both knew what we wanted to do at an early age. I wanted to be a chef, and he wanted to be an architect and a teacher.
So when I met this young lady, Ruth, it's like, okay, I have no idea what she looks like. And then when I met her, I was like, oh, wow. Okay, you can see, if you teach, you can see certain things in our students and children. All you have to do is look into their eyes. Okay, and that's what I did. So we have these questions that I got to remember to hold this up here. Do you like to dress up for Halloween? And do you like to pretend you're somebody else? And she answered with a resounding yes. And this morning, she came in holding her costume, and here it is. So there's the proof right there. The proof is in the pudding, okay? So I said, well, why or why not? And she says it's fun. She just likes to have fun. And I like this because my number one rule in my classrooms, all of my classrooms, is have fun. So when she says fun, it's like my kind of girl. If you could wear any costume you wanted, what would it be? Now, this conversation, she didn't say exactly what she wanted, but she described it. She says, I want something large and flowing and full-skirted. And, you know, she says, like, back in the olden days when they had the here like this. And I said, okay. And I thought about the French and their gowns around the 18th century. And I could just imagine her pulling that off. And how would it make you feel? She says, it would make me feel beautiful. And then when I met her, I could say, yeah, she'll pull that off. She's already beautiful. And could you feel that way without the costume? And she says, I already feel that way. And I agree with her 100%.
So I asked Mr. Barry if he liked dressing up, and he said yes. And then I asked him what he liked to dress up as, and he said Abraham Lincoln because he likes his height and he liked how he changed a lot of things and he was powerful. And I asked him if he could do that without the costume, and he said yes, and he believed that he was already doing it because he's a teacher and he changes a lot of kids' lives by teaching them things that they didn't already know. So
we were encouraged to share our emotions, and just looking at her when I first met her, she was a lot taller than I thought she would be because I'm used to middle school being down here. And she's, boy, I tell you. Anyway, we didn't hug at first. We just got to know each other. But we thought we saved the best for last, and it's this. Thank you.
So it's Halloween, and a lot of people like to wear masks on Halloween, and I'm wearing mine today. So we think of this as something we do on Halloween, but truth be told, we wear masks all year long, don't we? It may not be a physical mask like this one, but often we put up a front, kind of a facade. And we do that to protect ourselves sometimes. We do it to meet other people's expectations. And sometimes we just wear it to fit in. You know, we live in a society in which there's a pretty good amount of pressure for us to be strong and resilient and positive and happy all the time. In fact, you may remember this song from back in the 60s, and if so, you're invited to join in. Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. my court jester mask on today, so I have put on a happy face. And maybe you can think of times in your life when you've put on a happy face. Maybe you weren't necessarily feeling that way on the inside, but you didn't want that to show, and so you made sure that you put out there sort of a different persona. You know, we all wear masks from time to time, and they play a role in our lives as we fill different aspects of our own lives. So we may wear a certain role or mask as we go to work, as we hang out with friends, as we are with our family. We kind of shift how we show up. And some of that is necessary. We do it largely because we want to hide our feelings. You know, I'm wearing this mask because I'm wearing this, I can smile, I can frown, I can shed a tear, and you'll never know it. So from that standpoint, I can feel quite safe behind my mask. I can actually create my own little world in here and feel like I have control over it. I can stay in my comfort zone and not risk really exposing myself. But how does it feel for you trying to relate to me wearing this? Yeah. You may have thought it was funny at first, but now you're like, take it off already, right? I know, right? It's starting to get just a little annoying, a little frustrated. And why do you feel that way? Because you can't connect with me, right? And I can't connect with you. In fact, I can just barely see you. And what I notice is that it diminishes my energy, my life energy. So I feel very separate from you. You know, the problem occurs when we become so accustomed to wearing a mask that we begin to think that's who we are. And that's how we show up in the world. And for people who have been wearing a mask for a very long time, for whatever reason, it can be very, very terrifying and require a lot of courage to do this.
Let me tell you, it's a breath of fresh air. Literally. You know, there is nothing like authentic connection, is there? I'd like you to realize for a moment that when you have a mask on in your life and someone's trying to connect with you, they feel just as frustrated as you just did, trying to feel that connection with me. When really we're here to be who we are. We're not here to hide. We're here to express the glory of God within us. Now, I can recognize that that can be a little hard, but I must say that all of you have taught me this lesson. When I came here as a new minister, I wanted to be ministerial, let me tell you. So, okay, how does a minister act? What does a minister do? What does a minister say? And what I've learned from all of you is what you most want is for me to be myself. And so you listen to my stories and let me share my feelings. You allow me to be vulnerable. And that is exactly what I want and encourage and support for each of you. In fact, I believe that's why we're here. We're here to see that divine in one another and let people know it's okay to be who you are. That whatever other roles you might have to play out in the world, whatever front you might have to keep up to legitimately get along in life, that when you come through those doors, you not only have permission, but you are encouraged to be who you are, to claim it, and let us love you for that. You know, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. So what happens when we put up a mask or a wall, and you know, it's really the same thing. We're just putting up a barrier that obstructs our authenticity and our connection with other people. Well, if we're the light of the world, when we put something between us and other people, we're blocking our light, aren't we? And we're also keeping the light from coming in. So it's a two-way thing. And what we talk about a lot at Unity Renaissance is being in the flow, being in the flow, letting your light shine and beholding it in each other. So the question is, when you're wearing your mask, what are you really hiding behind that mask? What's really behind that? It's God. You feel that? It's God in you. That's who you're called to be in this life. You know, the divine in you is just longing to express more fully through you and as you. And that's how we make the most of this earthly life. And so I encourage you in whatever way is right for you. I'm not saying go out in the world and not have any walls or masks. I'm a realist. It's not about letting it all hang out and telling everybody all your problems. It's about having at least one person, and hopefully a few more, that you can open your heart to. And you can stand in your truth and feel that love. Bless you all. I'd like to invite Denise Beckwith up now to lead us in our meditation. Denise is a member of our Centering Prayer Group that meets on Monday evenings.
Everybody will take a moment to get comfortable in their seats. We can begin. Let's start by putting our feet on the floor, feel the earth beneath us, and closing our eyes if that's comfortable for you. Now we're going to take a couple of deep breaths in order to center ourselves. So let's take a deep breath in together. And hold it for a second and release. Let's take another deep breath in. And hold and release. Then just let your breathing return to its normal pattern. Just relax and come into this now moment. Release all your cares and worries of the day and just rest for now. Just rest in the here and now. Just keep breathing in and out. In and out. That's right. Feel the peace of the present moment. All we need to do right now is spend some time with spirit. Spend some time with that divine force that fills us up and permeates our being. Now, let's take a moment to connect with that higher presence inside all of us. Just allow our egos to take a break for a while and acknowledge that I presence, that watcher, that observer who sits back behind all our busyness, all our random thoughts, all the emotions and feelings that we experience during our day. Let's immerse ourselves in that consciousness that sees and knows that it is separate from all these activities that fill up our lives. This being is the I that came before. This is the I am presence that is your true self. Yes, let us see and know for ourselves that while we are in this world, we are not of it. We are more. Can you feel the I that is watching and waiting? That is observing your life as it occurs? You can ask yourself, who am I? Or who am I? Or who am I? And then follow that eye down, deep into your soul, deep down where you know your real truth. That you are more than this human body which is manifesting in this world at this time. Who am I, you ask? and your higher consciousness responds, I am. Before all of the things that you think and feel and do, there's the one who came before, the divine consciousness that saw you into this world. Acknowledge that I am. Say to yourself, I am. I am more. I am divine. I am love. I am that I am. Feel that sense of yourself, that radiant being, that soul presence deep inside of you that is greater than anything we know, greater even than anything we could imagine. Find your watcher. Find your I am and follow it into the silence. As we come back into this present moment, let's take a second to acknowledge the beauty and grace that surround us. Let's give thanks for the opportunities we have been given to be the light of the world for ourselves and for those around us. We are so grateful to you, Blessed Spirit, for bringing us the freedom and joy that is our birthright. And we will remember that we are more than the happenings of our lives. We are, in fact, divine consciousness manifesting in this world, ready to experience and learn all that we can, and to become the love and peace that surpasses all human understanding. Who are we? We are. And so it is. Thank you, God. Amen.